Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we've been talking about overcoming doubt and unbelief. And what's the answer? We're going to maintain faith. We're going to maintain hope. We're going to hold fast our confession. We're going to believe God's word, and we're never going to draw back in unbelief whatsoever. In Exodus 4:1, they did not believe him, and they wouldn't hearken unto his voice. And if you don't believe God or hearken to his voice, then you're going to stop him from working in your life. In Deuteronomy 1, they did signs and wonders, and God was leading them about, yet they still did not believe the Lord. You know, some people are so hardened, they're so slow to believe. Don't let that get a hold of you. In 2 Kings 17:14, the Bible says that they would not hear, they hardened their necks, and they did not believe in the Lord their God. Don't harden yourself and reject the Word of God. God's Word is true whether you understand it or not. Whether you believe it or not, His Word is true. And you need to get on the side of believing God's Word. Don't doubt or draw back. You know, because they didn't believe, they didn't enter into the Promised Land. They were slow to believe. And don't have that Thomas kind of faith where he had to see, he had to feel, he had to put his hands into the finger, into the print of the nails, and thrust his hand into his side before he'd believe. And Jesus said that he was faithless. If you're one who's got to see it and feel it before you believe it, you are faithless. You believe God's word because it's the promise of God. You don't need some sign so you can see and believe. You need to believe in order to see the promises of God in your life, and that's so important. You have to watch out that you never reject the things of the Word of God. If so, you're going to harden yourself. In Acts chapter 19, Paul was speaking boldly concerning the things about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus and the power of God, but several of them, diverse, got hardened, and they believed not. If you harden yourself and reject the Word of God and believe not, you will abide in an area of having given place to the enemy. And then what happened? They began to speak evil of that way. Watch that you don't speak evil of things that you don't understand. Don't speak against God's power. Don't speak against the things that He's done in people's lives if it hasn't happened for you or if you don't understand it. You just need to seek the Lord and have Him open the eyes of your understanding so you can see how His power works. And we've seen that many have spoken evil of speaking in tongues or healing or deliverance or the power of God and the miracles of God because they haven't seen it in their own life. That doesn't mean that it's not for today. God's Word is for today. He is a God of power and might, and He will manifest His power. 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says there that the god of this world, it's the devil, who blinds the minds of those that believe not. Unbelief is the result of the devil's works in a person's mind. Don't let the devil have place in your mind. Believe God's word and hold fast to it. In Hebrews 3, he said, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." They got hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. They would not hear His voice. They would not believe. And He went on and said that they could not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. You will not be able to enter into your promised land unless you believe on God's word. In fact, Hebrews 4:1 says, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, that any of you should seem to come short of it." God doesn't want you to come short in any promise. In fact, he says that when the gospel was preached, it said the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. God's word will profit you if you mix your faith when you hear it, which means you're going to have to believe it and do it, act upon the word of God. When you do believe, when you do act upon it, you're going to enter into the promise. You're going to enter into that rest of faith. And you are going to see that God's going to bring His promises to pass in your life. In Jude, verse 5, it says, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Notice, just because the Lord delivered you in one situation, if you won't maintain belief, that doesn't mean you're going to see it happen the next time. You've got to maintain belief. You know, we are believers and not doubters. We are to be fully persuaded that what God's promised, He's going to bring to pass. Don't ever stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. His word is true. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. He will bring the restoration in your life. You know, in Luke chapter 1, verse 20, speaking there of Zacharias, because he didn't believe, he said, "You shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed," when John was going to be born there, "because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And he got judgment come upon him because he would not believe God's word. You know, you are commanded to believe on the word of God. You're commanded to believe on his name. And we need to be never let yourself get into doubt and unbelief. If you don't understand it, keep seeking the Lord and thank the Lord to open the eyes. But never dismiss the promise of God or God's power because of the fact that you haven't seen something. Eliminate the unbelief. Eliminate the doubt. Believe the word and grow in faith. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Here he said, "Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." When God brings a word from someone that's brought a word in line with the word of God, if you're going to believe it, then you're going to prosper if you act upon it. We need to believe God's word because all things are possible. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." You know, you may have some unbelief in you because of the past, but you need to choose to start believing. His effort to start believing, he chose to believe. "Lord, I believe." And I'll tell you, if you have just a grain of a seed of faith, as it says, that seed, a mustard seed of faith, you can speak to that mountain and it will be removed as long as you don't doubt in your heart. You start channeling the faith that you have and releasing it, and it will bring forth the promise of God. Your faith will move your mountain, praise God. God is looking for you to be a person who's going to operate in faith. We quoted Mark 11:23, but here it says, "Whatsoever you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea." If you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say, praise God. Remember in Matthew 8:13, where Jesus said to the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. I'll tell you, when you believe God's word, he's going to perform it in your life, praise God. He will not watch his word come, just go down the drain. His word will always come to pass. God responds to faith. You know, remember the nobleman? Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken. As he believed, that's how he saw the promise of God come to pass. In fact, in the time he saw his son lived, and the same hour that when Jesus said that, because he believed and acted on the word, what happened, himself believed and his whole house, praise God. We need to believe in the power of God. We need to believe in the gospel. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and know that he's going to bring his promise to pass in your life, praise God. You know, in Romans 1:17, the Bible says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Your rights and privileges are going to be made manifest and disclosed. That's what the word revealed means. From faith to faith. We're going to live by faith because the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. If you believe, then the gospel is going to be the power of God unto your salvation, unto your healing, unto your prosperity, unto your deliverance, unto your freedom from that bondage in your life. God wants you to believe. In fact, as the word is written in your heart and in your mind, you need to keep it in both places. The word in your heart produces faith, and the word in your mind produces hope. And the Bible says in Romans 15:13, "The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." You know, when you're believing God's word, you're going to be filled with joy and peace because you're going to be abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't draw back in unbelief. Abraham was one who believed God. and he was imputed unto him for righteousness. He's called the friend of God. And you know, because he believed, he saw the promise. Remember Romans chapter 4? Against hope, he believed in hope. He believed and he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was going to come bring it to pass in his life. And he did it, praise God. If you will believe, then God will bring the manifestation of the promise of God in your life. I'll tell you, your faith will move your mountain. Your faith will receive. Think of those people throughout the Bible where it says, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has caused you to be healed. God will heal you. God will prosper you. God will answer your prayer. It's the prayer of faith that gets results. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, the Bible says that therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire or legally demand, that means when you pray, believe that you receive them, believe that you take hold of them, and you shall have them. Believe that you take hold of the promise of God, and then God's going to bring it to pass in your life. God's looking for you to believe Him and trust in Him with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He's going to direct your paths. Believe Him. Pray a prayer of faith. And believe that what you pray, that you believe that you receive it, and know that God is bringing that into manifestation in your life. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Well, praise God, we believe that He's the Christ. We're born of God. But we need to do more than that. We need to believe His Word. The Bible says down in verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God, if you're born of God, it says you overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Your faith is going to cause you to overcome. God has given you faith to live by. It's going to move your mountains. It's going to receive the promise. If you'll learn to pray a prayer of faith and keep holding fast your confession, keep speaking the Word of God. Don't speak a bunch of negatives. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Pour grace into your lips, and the Bible says God will bless you forever. Walk in faith. Believe, doubt not, and watch God bring His promise to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,